Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Independent, trustworthy, and dazzling. Time now for Tommy's Tribune.
It is last call for Tommy's Tribune, 0457 736 736. We got there in the end with the New South Wales State of Origin players. And our thanks to Liam Martin for jumping on the phone at short notice. Really appreciate it. Righto, 0457 736 736. You know the drill. It's got to have a Tina Turner theme around it this morning. Headlines, headlines, headlines. If you want to dive in on the phone, you can do so and be into the running in with a chance of getting some tickets to the Gabs Beer Festival. Four tickets, in fact, Saturday week. So you can do that if you want to join us on the phone. That'd be a rarity for Tommy's Tribune. Normally they come in via text. Right, Tommy, if we've set our listeners the challenge, we've therefore set you the challenge. And I don't know how much Tina Turner was on your playlist, but you're going to have to try and come up with something.
Yeah, not a lot on my playlist, Matty, but I gladly oblige, you know, given it's your show, so we always listen to what you have to say. So again, I'll kick it off. I've got four headlines. They've all got some little Tina Turner references in there, so let's see how I go. The first one is, what you get is what you see, so don't mess with Branko Lee. So this is ahead of tonight's game at KO Stadium between the Dragons and the Dolphins. I believe Branko Lee is going to score a try against
actually,
the Dragons.
Do you actually think that, or did you just want to wedge it into that headline you've written?
No, of course. So I think Branko Lee is going to score a try tonight for the Dolphins. He's going to have a great game against the Dragons.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
What you get is what you see, so don't mess with Branko Lee. It's pretty simple by that. My next one, simply the West. Parramatta Eels up against the North Queensland Cowboys tomorrow night at CommBank Stadium.
You've excelled today. You were like this with the surfing theme. We give you a theme and you go to new levels here. Simply the West. Yep. Well done.
My next one is overnight sensation. Now, this is in regards to Tristan Saylor making his debut for the Broncos. So, overnight sensation, the 1986 record with Tina Turner. And they're going to go overseas for the overnight record, the Brisbane Broncos. They're travelling to Napier Park in New Zealand against the Warriors. And I think Tristan Saylor is going to be an overnight sensation for the Brisbane Broncos. And my last one, Jumpin' Jack Flash, another record by Tina Turner. But this is in regards to Jumpin' Jack Whiten. He's not playing any rep footy. Him and Josh Papali'i, they've retired from rep footy, and I think he's going to be a massive inclusion for the Raiders. I'm not tipping them to get the win against the Rabbitohs because I think the Rabbitohs have still got a bit too much class, but I'm thinking Jack Whiten scores a try and has a starring role in that match. So what you get is what you see, so don't mess with Branko Lee. Simply the West, overnight sensation, that's for Tristan Saylor, and Jumpin' Jack Flash, that's for Jack Whiten.
Very well done.
Very, very well done. Yeah, very well done. What did you do? Did you Google some songs?
I went to the Tina Turner's Greatest Hits on my Spotify app, looked at all those song titles and just came up with some headlines in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, we can see straight through you. All right, here we go. Let's get through some of these. This one from Stu. Redcliffe turns to Red V with Dolphins nut bushed.
Ooh, I like it. Tick.
Yeah. Not Bush City Limits. Cars, look at me. Cars, look me in the heart. Emotional plea. Lifts Dragons. Okay, Cars, look me in the heart. Emotional plea. This is from Junior Smithy.
Yes.
Lifts Dragons.
Yep. Mm.
And second is, Warriors, great spirits, prove it's going to work out fine for Webster.
I kind of like the second one. I don't like the first one. Mm. So you get, yeah.
Your man McHugh says it's got nothing to do with footy. This is all about you. Tommy is simply a pest.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then says, just joking. Then McHugh says, just joking, Tommy, love your work. Thank you, McHugh. EJ, Turbo's triple try is a real head turner.
Tick.
That's good. That's taking it.
Triple tries. I like that.
Yeah. This one about Bradman Best, and it goes like this. Simply the Bradman Best.
Yep. Tick.
And he's got Bradman Best having a hat trick.
Yeah, well,
I think
I think the Knights will run right if just against your mob on Sunday.
Yeah, no chance. Bust a deal and face the wheel. Roosters riled up over assistant coach's new deal.
Yeah, tick.
Western Sydney Eagle.
Big tick.
Tevita pancakes Flegler with simply the best hit of Origin 1.
Yep, big tick.
Yeah. Tevita and Tino go toe-to-toe. That would be simply the best, says Nathan.
That's very good. Hey, Matty, yesterday on Captain's Run, the boys were discussing who's more likely to get sin-binned first, Tevita Pangai Jr. or Tom Flegler? Because they're both in the same. I think the listeners and the boys lean towards Tevita. But they're both, like, if you've watched the Broncos closely the last few weeks, Tom Flegler, if you get under his skin, oh my goodness, he can get very riled up. So it's going to be flash in the pan kind of stuff when Tevita and Flegler go up against each other for game one.
There's got to be a market, hasn't there? There'll have to be a market.
Surely. Surely.
Maybe on Monday morning for the roundup when we do our next Ned's update, we'll check in with Timsy and see if they've got a marker there. Joel has got one, says, for St. George, Illawarra School goes beyond Thunderdome.
Tick.
Yep. I hope they get flogged, says Joel. Thank you.
I agree.
Jeez. Okay, I reckon this could be our winner. Statsy, nice work. Nut crush footy limits. Thomas Flegler gets suspended for 8 weeks for a squirrel grip on his New South Wales
opponent. Wow, we hope that doesn't happen.
Terrific imagination.
Yeah, I think Statsy's our winner there.
Well done.
Sure.
Yeah, nice work. 0457 736 736 if you want to keep any other thoughts going. Actually, James says, why all the talk regarding Origin games in Adelaide, Melbourne or Perth? Why not anything mentioned about a game in New Zealand? That would be packed out.
Again, Matty, I think you know this better than anyone. TV, that kind of rules. I mean, if we started at 8:12, 8:15 here, that wouldn't start till 10:15 over there. And I don't know if it would sell out if it's on at 10:15 over there on a Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Matty, it must be a slow news day if people really care about jersey colours. Teams' jerseys change every week. Who cares, people? New South Wales could play in any colour. Don't care as long as they win. And then the Mad Dog says, why would they even bother changing the colour of the jersey in the first place? What was wrong with it? You know and I know this is a silly marketing idea. Tripped up just to get more jersey sales, says the Mad Dog.
Again, even if it is done by that, why does it? I don't know. I'm going to sound. People are going to get upset. But why does it get people so frustrated? I don't know. I'm sorry if it's a slap in the face to the tradition. I get that. But will you care if we win?
No, exactly. I don't care now.
Neither.
What's Robbo got to do with it? Who needs a heart when Jason's heart can be broken, says Jack.
Tick. Very, very good.
Jason Riles, Beyond the Phone. So instead of Thunderdome, he's got Beyond the Phone. Souths and Canberra playing at Homebush City Limits.
Tick.
That's not bad. Some late challenges there. Righto. We need to do our tips, folks.
Yes.
For round 13. So Noddy has gone. I'll throw his in the mix here. Game one tonight. At Redcliffe, KO Stadium. Dolphins v Dragons. I've gone the Dolphins, so too has Sprit Kamali.
Dolphins, 20-plus money. They win. Without Ben Hunt, no Blake Laurie, no Jaden Sua in Redcliffe. Yeah, Dolphins win big.
Tough for the Dragons to go up there this week. Dolphins.
Dolphins. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock kickoff, but we'll be on air from 7 o'clock. Jimmy Smith with this call between the Eels and the Cowboys. You know what Noddy said was so right. We thought the Cowboys a couple of weeks ago were back, and I thought they were back too. And I thought, well, maybe it was just a sluggish start off the back of their different preseason. But holy cow, then they just fall in a heap again. Talk about a team in the Premiership that you cannot get a read on. I can't get a read on the Cowboys, and I can't be backing them this week. So I've gone the Eels.
Well, with all due respect, they beat a Roosters team who as it stands now, they're crap at Magic Round. And they beat a Dragons team, and that was the last game that Anthony Griffin coached. So the two teams that they beat are pretty bad. So and the Tigers walloped them for them. So I'm going Eels again. Eels at home.
Yep.
They love scoring points at home, so I'm going Eels again, another big win.
Yeah, I've got the same. Eels blow out, particularly at Combank, yeah.
McLean Park Napier is the venue for Saturday afternoon, 5:30 kickoff between the Warriors and the Broncos. Again, I'm going to go the home team here, so I'm sticking with the Warriors in this one.
I'm going Warriors, Matty, Golden Point.
Ooh.
I think the Broncos, they're going to turn up, even though it's away from home. I think Adam Reynolds is a massive in back for them. Warriors coming off a bye, so that will help, but I still think it'll be a really tight encounter, so I'm going Warriors in a close one.
Yep, Warriors as well.
Okay, in a close one's probably the best way to look at that, yeah, because it could go either way. The Bunnies v Raiders, both coming off the loss in round 12 at a Core Stadium Saturday night. I've gone the Rabbitohs here.
Yeah, Bunnies, no Trell, no Cam Murray, no Jai Arrow. I'm still just going to go the Bunnies.
Blake Taft's been playing so well in New South Wales Cup as well.
And
so
they've got the best outside back this year has been Campbell Graham, so I think Rabbitohs just.
South.
Yep. And then Sunday afternoon, McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. So it's the Knights versus the Seagulls. Obviously, Knights have some pretty big ins when we look at State of Origin, who could have been out, Ponga and Gagai in particular. And the Eagles have some pretty big outs in Turbo. And, well, Jake Trbojevic is not there injured. DCE is not there, obviously. So, ins and outs here. I'm going Manly.
Point to prove for Callum Ponga and Dane Gagai. I'm going Knights. Knights at home are a different beast, so I'm definitely going Newcastle.
Manly were underdogs last week. Won comfortably. Manly.
So we agree on pretty much everything except for Newcastle and Manly.
Yeah, well, you guys are biased. That's
and
why.
We're very biased. That's right, mate.
No, I am. Yeah, perhaps we're just smarter. Okay, nice work, Tommy. It's 11:45.